Hi, gal. Here's fun with music. And a variety of music. And, of course, your favorite song.
We'll be sung and played for you from Monday through Friday, and we hope to please you, honest, we do.
And your friendly music mixer for today, Hank Lawson.
When music and fun for you.
Say, Hank, are all our sad sacks in the studio?
Oh, they sure are, Freddy. They're present right down the line. Willard and the orchestra, yours truly, Hank Lawson, every single one of the boys, the El Roth Trio, Ginny Alvarez, and genial Richard T. O'Hearn.
Oh, that's great, Hank. Then we needn't waste a minute because time and tide wait for no man, you know.
Absolutely correct, Mr. Smith. And you might add, fun with music doesn't either. So, bingo, let's hit the jackpot with the band tune, I'm Gonna Love That Guy. You know, fellas, I used to think that Ginny Alvarez was a mighty snappy gal.
Well, ain't she, Hankerton?
Oh, I'm afraid not, Neely. She's getting to be a regular poke.
You know, I hate to poke my nose in this, Hank, but why do you say that?
Well, she's all lathered up about a blue poke bonnet and a stovepipe hat.
Like this, Hank?
Very smart, but olden days are gone, and only memories. on. If you will listen, you will hear them chat. A blue poke bonnet and a stovepipe hat.
Raymond, I just love the way the tunes on this show go visiting around.
Tunes go visiting? Is it possible? I'm asking you.
Anything can happen, and usually does, on Fun with Music. When not so very long ago, our next number found its way into Ginny Alvarez's vocal cords.
Did she get it out?
Oh, yeah. She sang herself out of it, Ray. Now, where do you suppose that restless little tune wandered to?
I don't have any idea.
Well, I wouldn't boast about it, Ray. That little number has now roved into the breakdown spot, which means that every last guy on this show has a finger in it.
Oh, then there's no use in saying hands off.
Oh, certainly not. Anyway, it shows a lot of hometown loyalty because the number was composed by Cleveland's Carl Lample when the old gang's back on the corner. Some people spend their time on the bandwagon, others on the shelf. But Willie and the lads spend their time on the Alamo. Play, fellas. Oh, Jackson, I had a terrible nightmare last night.
What about, Hank?
Oh, I was terrified that fun with music would last 1 second too long, and that second would hang over into midair because the next program had already started. Gosh, what would we do about that hanging second?
Well, we pull it right back into the show, and we tuck it very neatly into Hank Lawson's and stuff.
Gee, loyalty is sprouting out all over the place, just like toadstools. Okay, Jackson, let's try it out. Let's see how many seconds we can tuck into the number. Oh, Mona.
Now an old colored preacher was a-sitting on the log. Oh, Mona. Get his finger on a trigger and his eye on a hog. Oh, Mona. The gun said boo and the hog said whip. Oh, Mona. The preacher grabbed him with all his grip. Oh, Mona. Oh, my Mona, you shall be free. Oh, my Mona, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free. Now I was gwying down the road. Oh, Mona. Had a tired team and a heavy load. Oh, Mona. I popped my whip and the lead horse sprung. Oh, Mona. And the hind horse busted the wagon tongue. Oh, Mona. Oh, my Mona, you shall be free. Oh, my Mona, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free. Behind a hen house on my knees. Oh, Mona. And I thought I heard a chicken sneeze. Oh, Mona. He sneezed so hard with a whooping cough. Oh, Mona. I sneezed his head and his tail both off. Oh, Mona. Oh, my Mona, you shall be free. Oh, my Mona, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free.
150 seconds, exactly. Not bad, fellas. Now, it's hardly an idle boast, but the Earl Roth Trio says en masse, I've got rhythm.
Everybody in this show is trying to get into the act. First, I had nightmares.
Oh, now what's happening?
Well, Ginny Gal Alvarez is going to sing Dream. Confusing, ain't it?
No, you mentioned it.
Find your share of of memories there. Never are as bad as they seem. So dream, dream, dream.
Gee, and all the time I thought there was a shortage.
You did? Of what, Hank?
Paper, Freddy. And all we would have had to do was to travel to the moon.
Are you loony?
Nope, I'm Luna, bird brain. Now, don't you get it? I'm going to travel to the moon to cover this paper shortage.
But why, Henry? Why?
Look, two whys still don't make you wise, Frederick. The idea is simple, practical, and specifically this. Willie is going to play Only a Paper Moon. Okay?
Thank you.
Mr. O'Herring in the house?
O'Herring? I never heard of the poor fish. Who is he?
Oh, wait, it's not O'Herring, it's O'Herman.
O'Herman? Our goon child of the first order. I know him from the old days.
No, I've got that wrong. It's not O'Herman, it's O'Harrigan.
Say now, it couldn't be a gentleman by the name of O'Herron by any chance.
Gentleman? Yes. Oh, I don't see any gentleman present by the name of O'Herron.
Oh, yes, you do, Hank, because here I be.
All right, Richard. Will you be gentleman enough to oblige Irene Ruth Gorder of Pittston, Pennsylvania, with a song for her fiancé, Private First Class Joseph Gobler of Swoyersville, Pennsylvania, stationed with the Marine Corps at Fort Mifflin, Philadelphia. There's a lot of Pennsylvania in that introduction, and there's a lot of pleasure in Richard T. O'Hearn's rendition of The More I See You.
The more I see somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try.
Good grief, that little man keeps cropping up in this show, doesn't he?
You mean Rumple, Hank, the guy with the mushed-up hair?
I suppose that's your nickname for him, Jack. I'd call him Rumple Stillskin. And I'd have that number sung and played by Hank Lawson and the rest of you fellas,
Now, when I was a little tot, I heard a tale I never forgot about a tiny tailor man who lived in Fairyland. When he worked, oh me, oh my, his magic fingers used to fly. But his greatest claim to fame was his funny little name.
Rumpelstiltskin, Rumpelstiltskin, oh, could he so, could he so, could he so, ho, ho. That tailor man could sew. Rumpelstiltskin, Rumpelstiltskin, oh, could he stitch for the poor and the rich, ho, ho. That tailor man could sew.
He could sew a chiama
in a Normandian.
He could mend a dredge
or repair a tear in your happiness. Rumpelstiltskin, Rumpelstiltskin, oh, could he sew, could he sew, could he sew, ho, ho. That tailor man could sew. Rumpelstiltskin, oh, could he so, could he so, could he so, ho, ho.
that tailor man could sew.
And right along with us, too, now, folks, as Willie beats it into home stretch, the tune, I Found a New Baby. Be conventional, Freddie, and give them that standard clothes.
Okay, Henry. This has been fun with music with Willard in the orchestra, Hank Lawson and all the lads, the Earl Roth Trio, Jenny Alvarez, Dick O'Heron, and your friendly music mixer for today, Professor Hank Lawson himself. The program is written by Helga Priceman. This is Fred Smith saying goodbye from our Cleveland studios.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.